Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. The late night host caught up on Trump's Nevada rally, Jimmy Fallon said. And now you can tell Nevada's on edge because after the rally, the Bellagio fountain started spraying bleach. Fallon again, it looks like the next long-term residency in Las Vegas will be the coronavirus. That's a quality joke. Seth Meyers, in violation of the state's COVID restrictions, there were lots of chanting and very little social distancing, and many refused to wear masks at all. If you were actively trying to get people sick, this is how you would do it. The only way he could spread the virus more efficiently is to hold a rally at a meatpacking plant and charge one French kiss for an admission. Jimmy Fallon said, this was Trump's first entirely indoor event in almost 3 months. Yeah, the event was attended by 5,000 people who watched Trump's Tulsa rally and thought, you know, that, but less safe. Fallon again, the rally actually defied Nevada's 50-person limit on indoor gatherings. In response, the Trump campaign was like, honestly, after Tulsa, we didn't think 50 people would show up. Seth, at his next rally, there's going to be one, quote, Make America Great Again Kleenex that everyone has to share. He did a Trump impression, said, just blow your nose and pass it around. Trump fever. I like the tag there. Trevor, how do you still trust this man after he admitted he's been downplaying the coronavirus this whole time? I don't get it. I really don't get it. What do you mean you trust him? This is like believing a Nigerian email scammer after he tells you he's a Nigerian email scammer. Trevor again. And as for Trump, how are you going to call yourself the president of law and order when you're openly flouting the law and not even for like a noble reason? It's just so you can spend 90 minutes ranting how vegetables were invented by the deep state and Hillary Clinton. Oh, there's plenty more. Fallon, you know how bad you have to mess up to be known as the guy who made a bad decision in Vegas? Even old ladies smoking at the slot machines were like, I wouldn't set foot in there. Colbert, this was such a bad idea. One doctor even said President Trump's indoor rally in Nevada is negligent homicide, making Trump's rally the dumbest political gathering since Bill Clinton accepted the Democratic National at Jurassic Park. James Corden, Trump wasn't too concerned about hosting a super spreader event because he kept saying, hey, what happens in Vegas? Stays in Vegas. Seth, several major television networks, including CNN, reportedly decided not to send crews to cover the rally. That decision due to safety concerns and not, as I had assumed, because it wasn't news. Trevor Noah, holding up a photo of Herman Cain, said, and this isn't just about breaking the law. What Donald Trump is doing here is actually dangerous. The last time Trump held an indoor rally, he lost 25% of his black friends. And Jimmy Fallon said, seriously, you know you're doing something crazy when the state that allows gambling and prostitution's like, you can't do that, bro. All right, both the comedy world and the political world are abuzz at the idea of a presidential debate between Trump and Biden, moderated by Joe Rogan. This got floated on Joe Rogan's podcast. So Tim Kennedy was the guest on Rogan, who wrote on my podcast with Joe Rogan. He offered to moderate a debate between Biden and Trump. It would be 4 hours with no live audience, just the two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants this? At Real Donald Trump tweeted, I do. No word from the Biden campaign as I record this, but lots of talk and excitement about the idea of a Rogan-moderated debate. I don't see it happening. Joe said he would do it with just the three of them in studio, presumably camera people, etc. But, you know, not like in front of a crowd. Mark Norman said, Rogan might moderate the debates. I hope he brings Bruce Buffer. America, let's get ready to crumble. Tim Dillon tweets, liberals angry that a podcaster might moderate a debate instead of corporate media hacks tells you all you need to know about the state of the Democratic Party. If I recall, the candidate you should have run did quite well on Rogan. And Todd Barry says, if Trump and Biden debate on a podcast, they should take turns reading the Casper ads. Speaking of ads, all right, so Monday night was that VOMO thing that I've been referring to as the Michelle Obama Comedy Festival. Variety apparently didn't like it very much. Variety wrote, VOMO found a way to get enough people in one room to give Kevin Hart and several participants a rear live audience, all laughing from behind it branded VOMO masks. Some people like Jay Leno drop by in person and crack jokes like, you can't go to bars, you got to stay 6 feet away from women, every guy's Harvey Weinstein now. Others like Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock FaceTimed from around the country with stuttering Wi-Fi connections that may or may not have been part of the joke. I did not watch this thing. I just didn't care. Like, voting is important. I had a feeling about this special, and this review seems to back up my spidey sense. Variety writes, Vomo tried to be as nonpartisan as possible to a completely confusing effect. An hour of stand-up video calls and funky graphics later, the only message the special had was that voting is important. As the credits rolled to Migos rapping about voting, I sat there wondering what kind of person would only realize that their vote might matter after getting a joking, not really lecture from Tim Allen or watching Larry David and John Hamm FaceTime about the importance of the U.S. Postal Service. Do they even exist, or would Vomo just like to believe as much? Here was Vomo tap dancing like crazy to convince an audience that it doesn't matter what they think as long as they vote. But how convincing can any pitch be if it has no meat to it? Who's ever been intellectually swayed by someone shaking them by their shoulders and yelling, "You should do this!" Wanting to have it both ways by reaching as many people as it could without taking any kind of moral stance whatsoever. The well-meaning participants of Vomo fell into the same trap Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert did a decade ago in trying to speak to everyone without alienating anyone. They ended up patting themselves on the back for saying almost nothing at all. I disagree with that, especially the Jon Stewart part of that and the Colbert. I don't know if I agree with you there, Variety, but I do apparently agree with you about Vomo, and I am not sad that I missed it. There is a lot of comedy news today. This being Hannibal Buress thing, I think I'll save that for tomorrow. Collider tells us Showtime has released the trailer for the upcoming docuseries The Comedy Store, which is about The Comedy Store, which is a comedy club in L.A. The Comedy Store documentary features never-seen-before footage of trailblazers like Richard Pryor, Sam Kinison, and Freddie Prinze, Sr., as well as interviews with Letterman, Leno, Chris Rock, Dice, Rogan, Whitney Cummings, Jimmy Walker, Michael Keaton, Jim Carrey, Whoopi, Mark Maron, Damon Wayans, Bill Burr, and Byron Allen, among others. That'll be on Showtime October 4th. John Oliver got picked up for three more seasons, which is great. The suit at HBO says, for the past 7 years, John and his incredibly talented team have taken on topics that are both in the public mind and off the beaten path, always managing to shed new light on these subjects with intelligence and searing humor. We are beyond thrilled to continue this relationship for three more years. Oliver said, we're all extremely happy to be able to continue to do our show on HBO for another 3 years, or until the end of the world, whichever comes first. Larry Wilmore is getting a late night show on Peacock. This starts September 18th, 11 episode pickup. So I assume it's a weekly and not just going to end on September 29th. And the topical show will feature Wilmore, quote, having discussions with high profile people from sports, politics and entertainment, covering the upcoming election and the important conversations of the week. It will be funny, sometimes serious, potentially awkward, and most definitely honest. Translation. It's every other show who also talk to people from sports, politics, entertainment and mix, you know, comedy and sometimes serious stuff and talk about the election. But OK, I was checking in on the comments. Hey, Vista Johnsons, I saw your note from September 3rd. You apparently like the census ad that showed up in the middle of the podcast. Yes, the census is important. If you have gotten a census thingy, you should fill it out. I agree. And I'll leave you with the wisdom of Stephen Colbert, who says, the current news mood can be summed up as the clouds on Venus are alive and we can't care about that right now. That's your comedy news for today. Follow on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.